The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Please podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people. So, smoke a don't be one.
Earl said this the other day. I seen, you know, she was posting, she was talking about some, you know, about sex class for kids. I'm just kind of, you know, I was like, what y'all think?
If it's below middle school, I don't believe it.
I knew about sex. I knew about sex when I was 5 years old.
You need to understand gender identity. Don't even know nothing about sexual activity.
I feel by age 11.
I say 4th, 5th grade, you need to have sex.
Fifth grade, you gotta know because
you gotta know stranger danger.
And
that
shit.
You gotta know that early.
That shit come early. But here's the reason behind that. When I was in 6th grade, I remember the first time I had to go up to the whiteboard, green board, whatever, and I had to write some shit. And the shit that I refused to get up because it was hard. And I didn't know why that shit hurt. I'm like, bro, my shit hurt. It's hard. It's going to be poking. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to get up. They didn't do a set since I got to 7th grade. But this is like, I was like, bro, this shit a year late. And then since we in Georgia, the set said we got all religious based. It was all... It wasn't science based.
Ours was science.
It was all fear, religious... God gonna punish you, type of shit.
And don't do this, because God says that's not right.
All right. I ain't a parent, but I do know that it's not always adults that can, like, introduce kids to shit they don't need to be introduced.
Exactly.
Especially with phone. It'll be another kid. Yep.
Exactly.
My reason for saying 10-year-old, 11-year-old is probably a good time to have this conversation.
They start getting access to shit.
First time I went over,
and I hate to say it.
My cousins who were 13, 14, I was 10. At put porn on when I'm over their house, and I'm 10 watching porn, knowing damn well I shouldn't be watching this, but guess what? I'm watching it. So now it's like, damn, at 10, I know about shit that don't nobody wouldn't even talk to me about for like 6 more years.
Honestly, I hate to say it. What put it in perspective for me was that random ass clip from the newer season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and one of Kim and Kanye's kids at they switch and they were playing Roblox.
And they hacked their shit and put their sex tape on there.
And that was, I was like, damn, I guess it is kind of like that now for them. Yeah. And I was like, shit, that does put it in perspective.
See, me, I told you, I grew up with a cable box descrambler. We had bootleg cable that had all the channels.
See, we didn't have no descrambler. What we had was just a random nigga who would go up the pole and run the line for you. So we had the bootleg too.
DirecTV with the card.
Yeah.
But you had the giant satellite out there.
But even before that, though, I'm talking about when I was young. I'm talking about 5, 6.
My granddaddy was one like, of the first people that had like a Playboy satellite at his house. Yeah, I saw him watch it turn in the yard. Like he was getting
porn at 5 or 6 because that's, and I didn't know what it was. I just know I wanted to do that.
It's like I see naked people on screen.
Like that looks fun.
It looks fun. Right. It looks fun.
That's how old I was when I found my dad's Playboy.
And then I was gonna say when I got older, hanging out with older kids that had dads that had porn and shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember going to my partner's house that had MK Ultra. We playing MK Ultra, and his older brother walks in with his dad's bag and just dumps like
all
a duffel bag of fucking nude magazines, bro. I couldn't even read.
We used to go to summer camp.
See them titties, though.
For us, bro, we used to wait every year till summer camp came around because we knew it was certain niggas that we went to summer camp with that was going to bring the porn tapes. No, they were going to bring the porno tapes. And we used to, and it was so crazy because we would pile up in the room.
And everybody
would
porno.
And we weren't whacking off. We were just watching the tapes, though.
Exactly.
And we all in that. That's the new one. Ain't seen.
So you can't wait till middle school,
bruh,
because now they got the internet. Damn. My 2-year-old,
even when we had the internet, it wasn't like that. Yeah,
my 2-year-old has a tablet.
Yeah,
I keep it
with unfettered internet.
No, it's not. It's fettered. It's very fettered.
Oh, you say it's plenty of filters on there.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Fuck that.
He's like, she ain't really getting nowhere.
Only shit getting on that shit is shit that I want.
That's the only way.
But it's people who are not like me. Mm-hmm. My mom, the internet came about, well, again, we talked about this before, the internet came about when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
The internet was as new to them as it was to us.
Mm-hmm.
We typically had more time to be on it because they were at work.
Yeah, and then they were still asking us.
And they still had to do things at home. So mm-hmm. us, our group, we spent way more time on the internet from its inception to where it's at now. And our kids, the access to the shit.
And AOL, because they got sued for it after the fact, but they had that crazy-ass marketing scheme where they just picked every name on the directory. They just picked every name that wasn't already assigned to an internet provider, and they sent them AOL CDs. So that was why us as little kids, made you get on the internet. You were going to do it one way or another.
Netscape was the other one.
You had Netscape Navigator, and you still had Internet Explorer way back then.
It was another one, though. I can't remember the name of it. Netscape, it was another big one.
They had
one
out there at Fort Valley State. They had, it was Netscape Navigator, but it was Galileo.
Galileo.
Yep.
I remember Galileo.
Galileo, because it had the fucking little star chart thing that you would have if you was on a boat. It had Galileo on the thing. It had his little shit that they used to use on the boats back in the day to align the stars
also, so you could sail the boat. It did have us like in like classes and shit like
to learn the internet.
Even starting from like Oregon Trail and shit like that.
Yeah, to learn the computers.
How to program. And that was early programming. Oregon Trail game was early old programming.
Yeah. I went to like these little science camps for several summers where they taught us how to put together computers, how to install, you know, software and all that shit.
That's what I grew up doing.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of camps. But point is they need sex ed, and it got to be more science-based. The sex ed program we had, our parents had to sign a waiver, and we went to Fernbank, the science museum up there.
I wish,
somebody came in, and they explained to us.
They signed a waiver for us to go to Fernbank on a damn field trip, my dude. That wasn't no fucking...
You know, it was right down...
Learn some other shit.
You know, it was right down the street from Fernbank.
Yeah, yeah.
But they explained sex. It wasn't religious-based, and it wasn't, you should feel bad about it. This is what's going on. You feel like this because
hormones are kicking off.
You're this type of sex. You're this type of sex. These are the body parts that y'all have. These are how they interact. When they interact, this is what happens.
And the fucked up thing is they can't rely on science to that degree because it's just what you said.
Gender identity.
Yep. They can't rely on that.
Well, you gotta like...
But I mean,
they want to say that there's a million and a half fucking genders.
But there's an intersection of like psychology that people never even considered that probably should have been considered with sex ed because now you really need that because what you don't want
with us, we knew who we were. It was like we understood our identities growing up. It's like, yeah, I'm a little boy. I'm about to be a little man.
We looked at reinforce
who we were going, our gender role, what we were going to do, who we were going to be. Like, you gravitated to this hero,
and now
they have certain traits that you like.
And shit more fluid. Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think, like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was explaining to me, like, when she was young, like, her room was yellow because her mother wanted her to be balanced. When I grew up, like, as a kid, my sister's room was yellow, my room was blue. Like, all my shit was blue. And, you know, she didn't have a lot of pink shit, but she's had some pink shit. Growing up, at a certain point, I got beige, and I got into earth tones, and, like, right now, my room is creme brulee. I love beige, milky, like, off-white colors, right? Which is hardly a color. It's just a little splash or something, right? And that probably got...
I got an uncle who's like that. He likes all them neutral earth tones.
But that might be something psychologically deep as well based on colorism, but that's another conversation. But
they want to super analyze everything, bro. You can't like stuff just
you
like
think,
it.
You think, like, as a kid, do you think that plays a role in, like, your relation to your gender? Like, just being affirmed with colors that are supposed to represent your gender? Like, boys
not
and blue?
Not really. It's the affirmations behind liking the color.
Yeah, like, red is a bold color.
Yeah, but they're both gender neutral colors because it's like red. If you wear red, that's power colors for men.
Right.
For women, that's a seductive color. That's the color of sexuality, that feminine energy. It all depends on what the reinforcement behind it is, more so than liking the colors themselves. You can like pink growing up. I mean, it don't really matter. Just you might grow up liking Porky Pig, or you might like Well, something else that's pink. I'm trying to think.
Real men wear pink.
I didn't like. You know that whole thing, and that was just trying to reaffirm
camera
that
had
you
us
don't,
rocking pink.
But see, that was just no. That see, was just Cameron, some baller shit. It's like I got enough well, to not give a fuck about what color.
Well, Cameron had me feeling like as a boy, not a bucket. By then, I was a teenager. But Cameron was the reason why I felt like as a male, you know what? I can rock pink because I ain't start wearing pink till I was in my 20s because my entire like you got to understand my proximity to being accused of being gay. Was to the point where it's just like I ain't gonna do no shit because I'm light skinned. Motherfuckers think I'm soft.
And had long hair. I had you long hair, so like, I had to walk that line. But you were light skinned and had long.
So
hair.
Motherfuckers always trying to put me. Oh, you soft. You this. You that. So I don't want to be associated with none soft.
Right.
I don't want to be associated with none soft. I don't want y'all to get it confused.
See, you started seeing celebrity men that were known to be manly wearing salmon.
But
then it was like, oh, okay, all right, I guess it's cool now.
Bruh, I thought Prince was gay all the way up until my 20s. And
I knew he wasn't. It was just like, he was just an exception to the rule. It was like, there's no other man like Prince, so you
get this
Prince shit.
I think Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson.
They two different sides of the coin.
But get this, Michael Jackson, when Michael Jackson started being accused of being a pedophile, not that he liked it kids, this nigga specifically liked it boys, it painted that whole picture of nigga grabbing his crotch, having his shirt, ripping his shirt off, doing
no matter
this shit.
All the women that always wanted to get with him and all the stories you heard of throughout the years of all the women, even Tracy Ellis Ross, she tried to get at him because he wanted Diana Ross back in the day. So it was like, that whole shit. The song, The Way You Make Me Feel, old girl was in love with him and he was not stunning her.
He wasn't even stunning her, right.
Yeah, he wasn't even trying to get with her, but then... You're right. They did paint this picture about him because he was just a soft-spoken guy and he was so private about his life. So, yeah. Like, we could say whatever we want because we ain't going to argue.
But
and when you do,
and
it
was light-skinned.
Yeah.
And he was light-skinned.
Yeah. He became light-skinned.
Right.
Now, and nobody wanted to accept the fact that he had this medical condition. It was like, yeah, no, nigga, you want to be white now because you want to be crossover musician. Like, no, bro, he had vitiligo his whole life. He hid the shit.
So I see him and Prince. Like, being the cornerstones of light-skinned representation. Albie Sure, soft-ass R&B nigga. Like, the whole 90s, LL Cool J light-skinned nigga, ladies, man.
But he's brown. LL ain't light-skinned, he's brown.
LL light-skinned.
LL light-skinned.
LL light-skinned.
That would mean I'm light-skinned.
Happy birthday, LL.
That would mean I'm light-skinned.
LL Cool J light-skinned. So I'm seeing these light-skinned dudes
so
always...
So that will make everybody in this room light-skinned?
Depending on who's saying it, but...
Right, exactly.
Me being light, I consider him light-skinned. I don't consider him light-skinned or you light-skinned, but other
That's
people would.
That's just
how I've
been in the sun for a bit.
You're slightly browner than me, nigga.
How y'all?
Yeah. Your kids are the definition, but they're biracial.
Yeah, they're light-skinned.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like... But me...
Well, see... See?
My dad being.
But see, what are my light skinned partners always say? It's the difference between a light skinned nigga and a nigga that is light skinned.
Yeah. There is a difference.
My partner, Mano Miles, man, he's Memphis. Bro, he's a nigga, bro. He's a nigga. But it's the difference between a light skinned nigga. When you. I come back to Drake. When you think of light skinned niggas, I think of Drake.
Okay.
Quintessential example.
2022 light-skinned nigga of the year.
Quintessential example of light-skinned nigga. A nigga who is light-skinned. Somebody who I would consider like Luke Sabat. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Luke Sabat. I'm not look Sabat.
He's brown, bruh.
Oh, a nigga from Grownish.
Yeah.
My whole idea of light skin is not the same as it was like years ago.
He's brown, bro. Like pecan brown.
Yeah, and that's
like me.
Lighter.
When I hear the term brown skin, I think of Mexicans.
Okay.
When it's just a black male thing, mm-hmm. It's either you dark skin or you light skin. Like, I don't really. No, it's brown-skinned women or light-skinned women.
But even the brown-skinned dudes, they just consider themselves black. They don't say they dark-skinned or nothing. It's shit.
I'm curious as to how women get that extra little intersection in the middle.
Right, and it's acceptable.
Because we
because of the polarization.
We rate women based on aesthetic flagpole.
But could it be also is like, it's either, because this whole brown people shit is like 5 years old. It's always been there, but socially how people talk about, you know, brown people, brown skin, it's growing up.
We're making distinctions between who is brown now. Because now you have to say, are you talking about indigenous brown people? Or are you talking,
talking about
brown people from overseas? Or right. Are you talking about,
they add more things in a pot. But back right. growing up, it was, like he said, it's like you a dude, you or any black person, you light skin or dark skin.
Yeah. Or and you brown. Was there was the brown in the middle, but it was only three. That was it. You either dark, light, or brown in the middle. That was it. They didn't have those little micros like how it is for women.
See, I was always in the category of I wasn't light-skinned enough to be light-skinned with the light-skinned people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not brown-skinned enough to be in the category with the brown-skinned
people. You go outside like, long enough, you get darker.
Yeah, especially in the summertime.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, summertime, I'm different. But, I mean, my undertone has always been red. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's...
Got native blood in you.
But...
right.
But, you know, it's just like with women, there were different tones. Mm. There were the three different tones, dark, medium, and light.
Because the 80s, that was what it was, bro. Everybody loved them, those.
So is that the same? So is that the same thing as gender identity? So could you relate the skin tones to gender identity?
It's a whole spectrum.
Now it's different. Yeah. Now it's a multitude of skin tones.
You can't see that.
It was always a spectrum, but at some point, Back then, it was like parallel. It was like one or the other. It was polar. It was like either you this or you that.
Yeah.
But even with me looking at women, right, you had Halle Berry, you had Toni Braxton, you had light skin. But then you also had...
Which Whitney. Are two different kinds of light skin.
No, I just looked at them as light skin. Like, me personally. And then you had Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? You have, you got brown. Dark skin.
Brown. She wasn't even dark. She was brown.
But medium.
She was brown.
But she was brown, bro.
But back then, it's just like, to me, Whitney Houston and Naomi Campbell, even though they shades apart.
Consider Naomi Campbell dark.
I consider Whoopi Goldberg dark skin.
But put it to you like this. That's how I viewed it, right? I didn't think about like a woman. I didn't consider Nia Long to be quite light skinned. I considered Will Smith light skinned, right. But he was naturally lighter than her on the show. But Pam and Gina, it was either you were a Pam or you was a Gina. Right there, and you weren't in the middle. Right. So growing up, it was either you a Pam or you were Gina.
That was already put in your mind because of House Party. Mm. She was already put in that contrast in House Party.
It was so Martin for me.
Big ass house and all
that. No. Because Gina was in House Party. No, she was the opposite of her dark skinned homegirl.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw Martin before I saw House Party because my parents wouldn't let me because this is the scene in House Party that got House Party banned for me. Kid in the neighborhood went around saying, two tears in a bucket, fuck it.
Oh, well, take it to the stage.
And I came home one time, and I said that, and I got in trouble. So they was like, where'd you get that from? And I was like, House Party.
You ain't watching that. You
can't watch House Party. Right. By the time House Party came and went, Kid and Play was like... You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, okay, I eventually went back to watch them. But even with Kid and Play, either you was a Pam, which was a Play, or you were Gina, which was Kid. They were two types of things. And then you know what I'm saying? Like, so I always looked at it polar. And then as I got older, I started looking at the whole...
That's crazy. If you think about that movie, though. Just think about it.
But think about it.
Goddamn, Gina stayed in the goddamn upper big mansion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents did highfalutin' job.
Her homegirl, the dark skinned girl, stayed in
the hood.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Even before they left the house,
let's flip it right quick. On the male side, Kid stayed in like a little rough neighborhood. Remember, he got pulled over on the side of the street. He light skinned now.
Mm-hmm.
Dark skinned play.
Because his daddy.
He was staying at his mom and dad's house. He was out on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
he had the baller house.
That was on vacation and shit.
That whole movie was flipped, dog. Yeah.
But it was.
They played all the whole dynamics of like social constructs on the head of it.
It was always that colorism shit like existed. Like Malcolm Jamal Warner was on the Breakfast Club this week and he was talking to them about the Cosby Show and how, you know, Cosby Show was just like, nah, man, they want to have like where now one of them was light skinned, but Bill Cosby's dad was light skinned. So therefore Denise is light skinned and Phil, you know, his son starts.
Oh, yeah, that self deprecating like, colorism is there. It's always gonna be there.
Blackish did a good episode about that. Like, about that very subject, but it's like, honestly, from a young age, that shit conditioned kids. That's why I always would tell somebody, it's just like, bro, it's like light-skinned kids gonna go through a completely different path. Like, the girl's gonna be considered prettier and the boy's gonna consider it softer. Like, regardless of how
you... Whatever you...
Whatever do, your personal nature
you
is.
You end up being the captain of whatever fucking sports team you wanna be, but you light-skinned, they gonna find some little... chink in your armor somewhere,
and that shit is like even. So I,
it's on the same side if you super dark skinned.
I appreciate the movies. Like super I appreciate dark. Movies kind of like putting the two together and trying to like the efforts to go and like kind of make a play on it in the sense of it reflect the reality. But at a certain point, I feel like it enforced the stereotype instead of just reflecting reality, because just as easily with Dina, you know, that shit could have been reversed the same way it was with Kid. So, you know, I felt like with women, they always kept true to that whole light skin. Like, the AK, it's Founders Week for a lot of sororities. And it was always the rich, the pretty rich light skin. Every light skin woman I knew growing up was an AKA. And every dark skin woman I knew growing up was a Delta, except my mama. My mom was the only light skin AKA I knew. My grandmama and my mom were the only light skin AKAs that Deltas that I knew. Light skin Deltas I knew.
Yeah, my aunt became one, between her and my mama, you know, we are not fully black in my family. Between her and my Uncle Carl and my mama, you know,
but
they're the main ones, and she is as light as light get.
And that shit be, I kind of like, I don't know, I always associated being dark skin or light skin to something, because growing up, I felt like I was supposed to. I always had to put you in some box when I associate with you. So when I see this, mm-hmm. I see that, because all my ops were black people. Like, white folks ain't really posed no problem to me. My first
growing up, there was always over like, across the railroad
my
tracks.
My first racial interaction is when a kid from school invited me to his birthday party, and then I got uninvited, like right before the party. And I didn't know why I didn't know why I got. I didn't even know I was uninvited. I just knew I couldn't go. And then, you know, when I went to school and I was kind of mad at him, and he was just like, "Why didn't you come to my birthday party?" I said, "You told me I couldn't." Like, you know, my mom said like I couldn't go, and he was just like, "I couldn't go." And then he was like, "Well, I wanted you to go." But the older I got, I kind of figured out when I started seeing his dad pick him up from school with these Confederate flag tag plates, I'm like, oh,
there's
okay.
Imposed racism.
Looking back, yeah. It was like, no, I can't come. You know what I'm saying? It was like, that's why I probably was definitely not invited mm-hmm. to that situation. But I didn't realize that till I was like in middle school and Georgia, you know, it was almost close to high school, because between middle school and high school, we had like four different versions of the flag. So they really was talking about that shit towards the late 90s, early 2000s.
Until Roy Barnes
mm-hmm.
changed it, lost his governorship.
Lost the governorship for doing that shit. Yep. Right, think about it.
Had the seal on one side and the flag on the other.
Right, like,
hell no, motherfucker. You better get that shit out of here.
So I always...
The governor that took Georgia's education from 49th to 32nd.
Mm-hmm.
A few years.
We were getting smart up out here. And then it was like, oh, hell no.
Because of his whole views. He was lifting
and
all
my
boats.
Same question I posed to everybody that grew up in the school system down here. What happened to all the Native American students we went to school with?
I didn't know one.
I knew
and
several.
And if they were, I didn't know that they were.
The only...
I knew a couple of Asians.
See, Asians came in like in towards the end of middle school and the high school. There were a shit ton of Native Americans, and the reason we knew was because in our class, they would let them come in on like culture week or whatever, and talk about what tribe they were from. But we got the Indian mounds right, the Okmulgee Indian mounds right there.
Yeah.
In the MAC.
Yeah.
They have powwows there every year, all these festivals and shit. But they disappeared from school. Once we got to high school, you ain't see them no more.
Well, I went to we would go on field trips to the Ag Center in Perry this was like when I was in third grade. We went to this Native American like whole thing that they did down in Perry at the National Fairgrounds.
Right.
So we went there, and that was the first time I seen it. But to be honest with you, it wasn't until I got to ninth grade that I seen my... It wasn't until ninth grade that I think I had my first Mexican kid in my class.
You didn't take Mr. Duke in middle school,
did you? I did. He was
Mr. Duke. He's Native American. Mr. Duke.
He used
that's
to,
why he.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he even used to with do him, all
the... Even with him, no, he would take us to events, mm-hmm. but I can't name not one classmate or one person I ever met in the entire school system that was Native American. Not one.
I probably just don't remember. You either didn't know or you didn't... I don't remember. They weren't in your
class. Or they didn't let it be known.
But it's definitely...
Or you assume that they were Mexican.
Well, here's right. No. Here's what it was.
Most of the
it
time, they were girls that no. you thought were white.
It was men.
Hispanic, and then they come in, and then they wearing their native.
It was black people. Like, oh, you native. What it was black people who look like you, who got that hair. Oh, I got Indian in my family, because that's what every black person didn't have 4C, didn't have 3C hair was out here saying. If you got the 4C hair or 4B,
I got Native American, or 3,
whatever the fuck, you had that wavy shit. I'm part Cherokee in my family. That's what everybody said. I'm part Cherokee. My cousin Big Bone. That's how it is. Okay.
Yeah. True enough.
I always assumed, like, if you was like Native, like I figure like Native, like you. Okay, you black because you ain't white. I didn't have a concept of that particular race because I felt like
Native American. People I felt like if you were Native Hispanic or whatever.
No, because I felt like if you were Native American, there's no way you're gonna be wearing t-shirts. I expect to see you wearing leather slacks, fucking
wearing like regalia all the time
with arrows on your back because that's what I'm seeing in my books. They are painting a whole fucking picture.
It was very racist.
Very racist.
That's what they would wear in the general public.
You were damn near indoctrinated like we all were through like Bugs Bunny and all these other cartoons.
Little Hiawatha and shit.
You know, Tom and Jerry and all these other things that were
racist.
Mm-hmm.
And
acceptable racism.
And we even
I know y'all taking a media history class and they talk about, you know, propaganda and racism and
no, even type of things. Beyond all that, when you saw on Cartoon Network when they started editing the cartoons.
Yeah, that happened later on.
But you started to see it. They were like trying to make the cartoons more politically correct.
Yeah.
And they would cut out the racist jokes, like when Tom used to get turned into a sunflower, but he had blackface.
Mm-hmm.
They would cut them scenes out and
put Mammy out and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
All the little Mammy.
They kept having it down you in there, but like a lot of that, a lot of them, like. Them portrayals, like, I remember those, and those do reinforce the stereotypes. But going to school, I remember I was excited for whatever reason when I had the first Mexican in my class, because I was like, oh, shit, we got Mexicans in school. And then, coincidentally, the first Mexican I knew, mom opened a Mexican restaurant. Like, oh, shit.
And they became one of the biggest restaurants in the whole region because they got restaurants from here down to Florida.
Bro. No, but we had one, I'm going to beep his name. It was kind of like... I looked at him as like one of the black people because he was always hanging
his family.
He was playing Bone Thugs and Harmony, hanging with.
I knew his older brother Miguel.
Black people.
I knew his older brother Miguel.
I didn't know he had a brother.
And Inez Medina was like, she was the first Mexican girl that every black boy had a crush on that was not a black girl.
Mm.
We were like, who is this chick coming in here with this long ass hair? Because she had hair down to her, no bullshit, down to her ass. And then we had fitness tests and PE. She was doing 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, doing chin-ups and shit. And we like, oh, what's this?
She's a straight anime girl out of anime.
Yeah, and who is this girl, bro? Like, girl. Who is she? Yeah, and she's speaking Spanish and shit. We like,
you know, two languages.
She, yeah,
she got long hair down.
She knows about Ninja Turtles and Captain.
Oh, nigga, you
Planet
supposed to
shit.
Sit beside the window and have a harem with her?
Right, exactly. And then come to find out she got a brother, then all her cousins come in, and just like you said, now they got this restaurant. Now they got this whole big franchise.
It's like stuff, I don't know, a lot of that got just shaped, and all that shit shapes us, you know, especially like from what you watch and how you experience, but I think a lot of that shit was already there, and we just had to find our way through it. I think now with the internet and just having access to everything everywhere all at once, see what I did there? Nah, I think just through having that, man, is I don't know. I don't think people underestimate how much...
It's good and bad.
It's overly connected to everybody else.
It is just as great as it is just as fucking
well, now you
up.
Got. I feel like now you got to make a... Now it's like putting shit on... It's like everything being on random instead of a playlist. It's like you got to walk down the right type of playlist sometime because that shit being on shuffle is...
It's going to fuck you up at some point.
And our whole shit was shuffle. So, but at the same time, I look at it, well, you know, my whole shit was on shuffle and look at me
even
now.
On shuffle,
but I feel like you got to go out of your... I feel like you got to go out of your way. And
put
I do.
Shit in your personal playlist.
Mm-hmm. Put it in there, but you also have to go out of your way to keep shit out.
You got
to
start taking shit out of the playlist.
I can't tell you the last time I've seen somebody murdered on a fucking video. Like, I usually just stop it.
Yeah, like, I'm not finna look at that.
I just, like...
Because we grew up in the age where it was readily there for us, and then we actively went to it, and it was like, this ain't for me.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I left WorldStar alone.
And then when I thought about it, I looked... Because, like I said, I actively get a lot of the shit that I... News that I get that's, like, very... Like, damn,
this is... funny, weird, or cool as fuck.
Not even that, but... How I learned about the shit in Brazil was on WorldStar.
Yeah.
Like, how I learned about how motherfuckers in other countries having problems with their banks and running up in banks and holding people hostage because they can't get their money out, but they got to give their people a procedure.
TikTok is the new WorldStar in small...
Ooh.
In smaller bites.
It's just TikTok is way more invasive, so I try to stay away from that.
That's all it is.
And it's getting back to being random because that shit is all just shuffle. Until your algorithms... figure out what they want to show you, bro. I'm gonna give you everything so you can start clicking on something, and if
and then we'll figure out what kind of playlist you want.
You'll get dice games. You'll get murder. You'll get Pokemon.
You're just twerking upside down.
I went down a rabbit hole, and my algorithm's fucked up. Mm. African titty twerking. They be swinging their titties in circles. I'm like, oh my god,
doing that little dance.
Yeah, man, next thing I know, 45 minutes done went by. I done scrolled through
all the titty twerking you can ever think of.
Titty twerking,
like this shit is amazing. That
you done changed my whole.
You're welcome.
You changed my whole. IG algorithms, like the shit he sent me, I watch. So, you know, he'll send me clips, and now
I don't have Instagram, cool, and not... I don't have TikTok. I don't have none of that shit.
That's like, I can only send you a third of the shit I can only send you a tenth of the shit
I'm happy with that because I know there's so much more. I'm happy with it.
He be having to say, hey, nigga, stop sending me shit. I'm like,
what I had to tell him was like, bruh, like, if... It's like, I know you, sometimes I send shit and I get the point. You will send it to somebody so you can find it when you want to see it later.
Right.
Because it's easier than just saving it. So he'll just send me stuff. What gets me is like when I see something and it's like, all right, I'm doing something. I'm going to get to my phone. Now I got like 3 or 4. Now I got 7. Now I got 8 videos. I'm like, all right, let me go through the videos. And, you know, I try to reply to the ones where I like a video. And it's like, I can't even talk about the video because now it's 5 videos that done went.
You
done
sent the message. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking
about. You don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Here's
I don't know which one. Twerking. But I'll find something. But my algorithms are to the point now I can find content that he likes. Mm-hmm. So now the game is let me send him something before he see it.
Get your phone then because I can't find shit on my screen.
I mean, I get that shit just scrolling. But, you know, it's like I said, it's all about people who in the content they get you. Like, I've done fucked up my YouTube algorithms. But I got, like, several YouTube that I use. So depending on what I want to... Depending on what I want to Google or search on YouTube, I'll use a specific account. Just because I want those algorithms to be in tune with certain types of content. I don't want everything to be... Because if I click on everything with every page, I'm going to get the same type of content with everything.
I'm to the point now where I just don't... If you go to my YouTube trying to gauge my character based on that, you fucked up. Because the algorithm that YouTube has given me at this point is so beyond my character now that I just let it be what it is. Like, you would be totally thrown off.
I gotta send you this article about
my YouTube.
About YouTube. They, big shit about to happen with you. About to send it to you.
I mean, I still have my personal music YouTube, and then I still got my tube for my cosplay shit, and they so non-active that they are totally separate.
You said YouTube plans to modify profanity rules that promoted creator backlash. Prompted.
Yeah, because they don't have their First Amendment rights no more. You can't speak freely at all.
On YouTube.
It's not that you can't speak freely. You can't use...
certain phrases.
Not even... you cannot use profanity within the first beginning of your content. Can't use it in the title of your content. And you can't use it consistently in your content. Cannot curse YouTube.
They're
going to demonetize your shit, and it's going retroactively. Like it's
even in older videos.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so
some people got to take their shit down.
It's not
either that, or it's just gonna get retroactively demonetized.
Yeah, yeah, it just ain't gonna get no.
Think about movies. Like, I'm sure it's a movie named Damn, or you know something, or a song named Damn. Mm-hmm. They're treating every cuss word to the level of an explicit word, like fuck.
Then just pull. You're gonna have to pull music off because music can't share
they
the do same. It.
That's the problem. That's the whole problem they're talking about.
Creating content because create content is content. Whether you put a video behind it or not, a nigga using a fucking melody mm-hmm. behind cussing is a song.
Right.
If you take away the melody, you telling me you're gonna demonetize it? Yep. That's stupid. Like
that's basically what they're gonna do though.
If that's the case, like, YouTube, just, like, what's the whole point of having... You can't do that. Like, you're going to have to do it all the way around. Because if I'm an artist, but I think artists got better lobbies.
It's like streaming with gaming, like they say
this,
here. Like,
this is from a gaming website. I go back up.
But no, he's even saying you can get demonetized if you show 8 seconds of gore from video
violence,
games.
It's violence and
it's profanity. Extreme violence, so you can't... You'll get demonetized for that.
Oh, yeah, you can't have thumbnails, titles, videos containing sex text, such as a link, 18+, obscene language, images, such as real or animated, minimally covered butts, audio, such as... y'all, like, ain't no female rapper gonna have a video on YouTube with this shit. Like, no nigga gonna have no video on here on YouTube with this gratifying ads, such as animal mating, explicit sexual ads may not... y'all never had porn on there. Policy enforced around classical arts depicting sexual activity, sensual dancing, sexual education without intent to arouse audiences remain unchanged and may receive ad revenue. Okay, so violence. Non-graphic dead bodies presented within any context. Gang violence depicted the real acts of a person or act, so you can't put Dahmer on YouTube. Shocking experiences such as brutal mass killings. I mean, it's, y'all gonna check on all of them. All them 9/11 documentaries and all them JFK documentaries, all the Martin Luther King documentaries.
Everything that makes it's like only this is anything. It's like OnlyFans saying we're gonna stop doing porn.
No, but here's the where shit get tricky.
No, we're gonna keep porn, but anything that shows explicit content, we're not gonna show it anymore.
May not, which means this is still discretionary. That means somebody got to press a button in order to turn your shit off. So some shit gonna get a chance to.
No, they just updated the algorithm. No, they just updated the algorithm to pick that shit up.
Nah, I'm telling you, bro, if you on YouTube and you done generated millions of dollars through your content, they gonna let your shit be the exception just because of your relationship.
But you know what you're gonna have to do though.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay. Like this is what's gonna happen, man. They probably it's they're either gonna do one of two things. They're either gonna sell this motherfucker to another company. Google is going to sell YouTube to another company, like how they try to clean stuff up, like how Disney was finna buy Twitter and shit, but then it's like, oh, there's a lot of shit going on here. No, thank you.
Finna touch that.
Yeah. So they're either about to sell this to something else. Offer different tiers of packaging. And they already have a YouTube Live. And they already have YouTube Red. So if you want your profanity and your fucking violence and all this stuff like that.
Go over here.
Pay us $20 a month.
Watch it all you want over here.
It's going to be one of the two.
Right.
They either selling that shit or they selling that shit. It ain't no other way around that motherfucker.
Nah, this is what's gonna happen. And this is what I see from this, because you gotta do something about the music videos, because those are technically movies. And if then you're gonna have to define... YouTube is not in the position to define what a movie is or a music video is. Y'all just show the content. Y'all are not creators of the content. Y'all just display the content. So what I see at this point is I think it's a threat in order to get companies to, like, to manage themselves with the content, because they're still going to let certain people, like, bleed through with content. But ultimately, what's going to happen is you're going to get... If you want the full uncut YouTube, you're going to have to pay for it. Yeah, you have to pay for the full uncut YouTube. Regular YouTube going to have all the it's going to come to the point where regular YouTube is edited, watered the fuck down. Yeah, and if you want real YouTube, you're going to have to pay for it. That's where the fuck this shit going.
They going
to
do that or they going to sell it.
Shit ton of fucking ads on it.
Yeah. And it's still going to be edited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're going to have to get premium YouTube. You're going to have to get YouTube Premium. Plus. YouTube, get the premium YouTube that got all the profanity.
YouTube Max.
And then what's going to happen
if... call it.
Max Premium Prime.
Man, because if
Stars.
Like,
Tube.
You're going to get a premium verified account, meaning the info that this, like I got this account. This account is verified for this. It's
pay $8 a month for your badge.
That's what it'll be.
Pay the $8 a
month. Pay to get verified on YouTube, and then you can watch everything.
Right.
That's what it'll be. And then it won't matter. You've got the little check or the
That's a good idea, because if you got verified, you got these users there. You know they're real people. Whatever on your
channel. Yep.
You know, these are verified. They're either selling this shit, they're selling this shit, or they're selling this shit. There ain't no other way around it.
That's it. Because you think about it. YouTube is just like Twitter, just like Instagram. You are a character. You are a property at that point. If you have a full-on channel that is fully engaged... Content creators, you are a product at that point.
How would you feel about YouTube.gov?
I don't like nothing.gov.
How would I feel about YouTube.gov?
I don't like nothing.gov.
Basically, BBC, but it's YouTube.
It's fully edited. You know that it's getting put through a filter and they're not going to give you the real deal.
Yeah, nah. I mean, they don't.
That's the real draw of YouTube. You know you can go down some rabbit hole.
That would mean that Google is the government.
Right. And that's one of the draws of YouTube. You can go down a random ass rabbit hole and end up finding a video that's a little too real than it
should. They still are not talking about that. You remember we was talking about the nigga who was like the AI became sentient. Mm-hmm. He got scared.
And you see what happened to him? Ain't heard from him since.
We have not heard anything about that motherfucker since.
You know why? They put him at the bottom of that shit.
Which is conveniently at the bottom of the next slide.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever that may be.
Exactly.
But
not gonna hear from him.
Oh, yeah. We might have to watch our words. We might have to be like, this freaking stuff.
I mean, you know, you just throw it. But, I mean...
No, we on the internet.
Now I kind of see why certain creators got a little more heavy. Get a strike. That's why I see more people, how they... At this point, they get on and... You hear a lot more beeps, so they heavier on the beep button. Because I think it kind of makes sense when you get on YouTube.
And they redo their contract, and they're like, look, you can't say this, you can't say
Because YouTube, like, you can't even have, like, music on the YouTube. You can't even have the music on the YouTube. Like, if you put something on YouTube, that ain't your music. But here's my thing with YouTube. What I would like, if I'm a creator and I use somebody's song and I want to put it on YouTube... Honestly, bro, it should be a streamlined process to where if I want to use this person's music the same way, it's like, bro, the same way I can go on TikTok or Instagram and just find this song and add it to the video, I should be able to just go in there and add the song. Because that's what I do. If I use a song on TikTok, in the TikTok that I made, you don't need to do that. But if you did, you could always select the song and actually mute it. That way, it's still crediting the artist because you know you used it in there. I don't see why YouTube does not give you that option. YouTube gives you no option when you uploading content with other music in it to just say, hey, this person's song is listed. It's in the video. Make sure they get their coins so I can keep my content.
You can do that, but you got to write it in. You got to write it in the description and all that kind of bullshit.
Like it's
they still take them down.
They'll take them down. That's why I'm like, I should be able to, like, if I use this.
Well, yeah, it's a case by case basis. It all really depends on how it goes.
That's how all this shit gonna be. It's always gonna be a case by case basis. So
that's why video games. That's why I do appreciate how video games give you the option to copywritten. If you decide to stream the game or whatever,
these streamers gonna have to unionize at some point. They can do.
They kind of are, and that's
what the music industry fucked up at. Like Twitch, you way more independent. These Twitch streamers gonna have to collective bargain at some point.
Well, see, the thing about Twitch is what they are able to do is as soon as you make affiliate or partner or whatever, now you are under the Twitch union, and they know that all these independent creators you don't have.
But that's because of exclusivity. That's because you stream on Twitch, and they was like, "We're gonna bring you into the fold because we don't want you putting this shit on YouTube. And if you do put it on YouTube, we want it on our platform.
Got to be the edited version. Yeah, Twitch first live, and then you put the recorded stream on YouTube.
Yeah, and I feel like as long as that's happening, I'm like, at a certain point, them big companies gonna start trying to dictate. Because think about it, I seen a girl this week get banned, they said, for sexual acts. And I was like, what was she doing on Twitch? She was just doing foot fetish shit. And she was like, okay, you doing... They took her shit down. They took her shit down.
Show bare feet on main. There are rules to this shit.
Because there are sexual deviants out there.
Exactly. And Twitch knows that. And they know that that is where they thrive. They don't play that shit. Like, these chicks be out here with these super skinny tank tops and be bouncing their titties. And then they get taken down. Yep, they take them down. No, they'll get taken down, too. That's how Pokimane, all her shit got down. And all these chicks.
Oh, sorry. I'm just out here
playing the game. Yeah, like, nah, bro, you can't be doing that shit. Can't do that. We know what you're doing.
But then YouTube comes and says with shit. Twitch.
Let it rain.
You can do it on here. But freeze. Now that YouTube done changed this shit, if I'm Twitch and I'm trying to lure on this person that gets like a million views every time they stream, I'm trying to relax my shit. Just like, well, you can come to Twitch. And
just don't do this. Don't say this. Don't
yeah.
Do
hey, just bring that ass over to Death Row. You tired of goddamn monetizers getting in your video?
Dancing all up
dancing
in the cameras.
In there, busting their titties out. Bring your ass over to Death Row.
We got you, dog.
Don't come to something like somebody can. But I don't know.
It's
you got
work in a pool full of Jello all day long.
It's going to come between something of that nature because
it's
just
can
way
make
too much
money
content.
On Twitch just from sleeping all day, my nigga. Just...
If you got a following, you got a following, though.
Bro, there's perverts out here who watch chicks sleep just because they sitting here whacking off to her like, yeah, I would do that. I would whack off to her sleeping in the bed all day. Like, nigga, you are that sick.
Sexual.
I was watching this anime.
That's why they can't show feet on man.
I was watching this anime. I think it was Kiba's maid uniform or some shit. I think that was the name. It's Akiba's maid uniform. Anyway, spot this girl that wants to go to a private school that her mom went to. Her mom wore a sailor uniform, but now they wear like uniforms. Like they is not sailor anymore. Yeah. So anyway, first day of school, she find out her shit outdated. So you know, she still got to go to school. Her mom put this hard work into it. She's like, you know what? I'm going to go to school. First day of school, very first scene, she get there early because she want to make friends. The very first scene is this girl that's sitting down at the desk with her, like, clipping her toenails. And they do this. It's from Cloverworks, and they animate well. They animated the fuck out of her feet. And, like, me, I'm not into feet, so it didn't stand out. I was just like, why they showing this girl feet this intensely? And then she leans over, smell her feet, cut the toenail, clip the toenail, then she smells it. And the whole time, the whole gag is the girl's looking at her like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then she get caught. Someone caught her doing that shit, and that was the whole gag. It was like, well, damn, you can't pick on me now because, motherfucker, I seen you sniffing your goddamn toes and toenails. Like, but anyway, I was talking with some guys online about that, about how funny it was. And one guy was like, nah, that's, he went into this whole, that's
sexualizing
female children in anime and that shit. I mean, he went off on this, you know, and he made some excellent points. I was like, dog, I'm not disagreeing with you. I didn't see it sexually. That doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be in a fetish, but at the same time, it didn't even consider to me that was a fetish.
It is a fetish.
It is
to
a fetish.
People.
So when I seen the article about the girl who lost her fucking Twitch because of her feet, I was like, oh, damn, this nigga was right. Yep. That's a whole fucking thing.
And you can't show
feet. I did not
no
know
rain,
that.
Nigga,
I did not fucking know that.
Do that. No.
I did not know that shit.
No bare feet, bro. You can't do that.
That is wild.
Talking about, yeah, I sell feet pics. Like, they really do just do that. Like, you think she bullshit, like, no, she really.
Hey, now I'm imagining niggas who pause the yoga videos just like, yeah, stretch those feet.
Exactly, for real, bruh.
Yeah, curl those feet. No gripping
the girl
those,
to
those.
Step on a stick of butter and shit. Like, why? Just do it. What? Bruh, they sick.
I didn't know. I completely forgot about the whole feet thing. That was crazy. But did you take the test I sent you?
No, I'm taking it tonight. I'm taking it tonight.
That shit is funny. I say that's the new shit, man. Just
find it out.
Find a test. Yeah,
I mean, I kind of already know where.
I need to know
where I'm at already. I was part of the whole FetLife.com website era, so I'm already in there, dog. I'm with the community. I know what's up. I'm trying to coax y'all niggas into going to fucking Frolicon. It's like,
this you is know what it is. Supposed to go. So
yeah, that's what it is.
I know
I'm
you.
Trying to make sure I can get these days so I can do that, dog.
I know you going and you got your journey, but
I got to get these days for that.
That has to fucking happen, bro. Yeah, we have
I gotta
to
get these days.
We got the plan. We got the plan for Frolicon for real. We got the plan to Frolicon.
I have to be at the con just to see what. Y'all got these rules on the website. Y'all can't just be bullshitting. This can't just be a test to see who's really going to come. Like, in literal sense, not just metaphor.
See what you did there, sir.
Y'all got rules about cleaning off the equipment and don't interact unless invited to interact. You can watch at a distance and all this shit. I'm like, bro, what are y'all doing here? I need to see this for myself.
Where y'all going? Frolicon. Where we're gonna?
Frolicon,
why? Because we got a pod about it.
Every time I heard about it, leading up to when I finally found out what it was, nobody gave me a full answer. They were like, "Yeah, you know, it's Frolicon."
No, I'm gonna be completely upfront.
Friday, December 2nd, 2023.
Oh, I'll be back by then. I'll be back for sure by then. Oh, we going?
Got a whole year.
We going?
Frolicon. Hey, Frolicon.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
And but
sorry. No. I'm sorry. Frolicon 2023 is May 4th through the 7th.
In the middle of the summer. All right.
End of that motherfucker.
And then it'll be back open. The hotel room block will be back open Friday, December 2nd, 7 p.m.
Oh, that's for 2024. Yeah, we can we gonna work that.
That was 2023. That's the one I was talking about at first. It says the hotel room block will be open Friday, December 2nd.
No, that's trying to get rooms for this year's con, so we already out of them.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he's
already out of the money.
Yeah, you can't stay at the hotel, so now you gotta just
find one of the central.
Walk through the front, ride through the lobby.
Yep, and hopefully somebody invites you to their room. Now, Pokemon is about to semi-end. Well, Ash's run.
Yeah, it's on his last. They wrapping the shit up. He already won the tournament. We ain't never seen when he finally won.
Yeah, I heard.
He won the tournament. That was a big deal. Now they're finna switch up the protagonist, switch up the whole shit.
I like that, though.
Technically, we never played Ash. He was red.
Red.
Yeah.
But they kept doing that. Mm. Every time they tried to relaunch a Pokemon series, in the U.S., it never worked. In the U.S., it just always was a flop because they were just like, man, people only care about Ash. We can't Boruto this shit. We can't border this shit down and give it to you separately. Y'all won't.
You have to complete this story.
You have to complete it. And people
would allow you to go on to another.
Boruto is Naruto. That's his son.
That's my whole point. It's people, you know, I don't watch it, but. You know, not even hating on it, but I do.
Shit on a whole lot of character development that happened in the Naruto storyline. That's why I give it that reaction.
I tried to watch Naruto. It was too annoying for me.
I mean, it ain't One Piece. You would finish Naruto before you finish One Piece.
But the only issue I have with One Piece is I'm just highly intimidated by anything with 1,000 episodes. Yeah.
I'll never finish that shit, bro.
The fact that...
Detective Conan!
I know, but I'm saying, because I ain't gonna need a lie.
They still making Detective Conan.
Yeah, bro. I get One Piece spoiled for me weekly because the groups I'm in, they just share the shit they share, and I keep up with a story that I don't even read because manga readers keep me engaged with what happens. And I was just like, all I know is Luffy and some other body done had a transformation and motherfuckers is kicking ass and they
come to the point now where motherfuckers
they might
tell me about
One Piece. I don't know what
The thing about One Piece was the same thing about Outlaw Star. The Galactic Ley Line, it was this unobtainable, just like Pirates of the Caribbean, it was this unobtainable treasure they were questing for. Now you can get it. That kind of detracts from the whole story of it.
Outlaw Star Outlaw Star actually got it, though. They got to the ley line, which that's what made that season so rewarding.
It continued in the manga that we didn't get to see.
No, we didn't. But to shift this on another note, Trigun, the new Trigun premiered last week, and I finally had a chance to watch it, and I sat down and watched it. And that's typically, I always shit on when it comes to CGI. When it comes to CGI anime, I typically will shit on it, not because I don't like change, because I got in an argument with somebody this week about that same thing. It was like, you just don't
certain
like change.
CG animation, like, no. Just don't work.
I was just like, bro. That shit be clunky, bro. I don't give a fuck. You can like Dorohedoro. I didn't like Dorohedoro because of the animation, bro. That's the biggest knock I have with it. I think Beastars worked.
It made me itch.
Like, that worked when it came to the animation. Stretch. But there are other shows where it just doesn't work. But I guess it's a cost-effective alternative to, you know, paying these people. You can just like, bro, I'm going to just play some anime. They're going to do it on the computer instead of having to have people to draw it. You know, because they already don't pay the people that draw it enough. But that's another conversation. But anyway, when I finally saw the new Trigun, they changed Vash's whole aesthetic. They changed everybody's aesthetic, but the whole thing worked. So when I saw the animation, I was like, bruh, this got to be the best anime CG I have ever seen. And up until that point, I said that about Dragon Ball Super Hero. Even though I liked the animation in the Broly movie way better than I liked the Super Hero animation.
Compared to Chainsaw Man.
Mappa, who took over Attack on Titan. You know, Attack on Titan has some CG. It's the same animation studio does Chainsaw Man, and I appreciate what they do with Chainsaw Man as far as using 3D rendering and like 3D characters in certain situations. The way they shade it, that's really what makes Chainsaw Man so good. They use the advantage of 3D to like build the scene. So some scenes it's like a camera walking through the room, like on somebody's shoulder. Yeah. They will do that in Chainsaw Man, and a lot of animes don't do that. So MAPPA, I feel like MAPPA's doing what Netflix thinks they're doing, and the new Trigun is definitely doing what Netflix thinks they're doing. And hopefully at some point Netflix gets there, but I feel like it got to be innovation and animation. You got to try shit, take the risk to see if it's gonna fail and see if people gonna fuck with it in order to get it right. Cause somebody gonna get inspired and say, if it was me, I'd just change the frame rate and do this and it'll look better. And they might try that shit and they'd be like, damn, bro, this shit fire. And it's like, bro, y'all using the same program I used. You literally, all thing you did was change the contrast and the frame rate.
Yeah, and speed it up.
But that's what I had to tell him about Trigun was, I don't think he watched it on Crunchyroll, did you? You watched it on third party.
It's on Hulu, too.
I watched it on my PlayStation 5 in game mode. My Samsung TV got game mode, which enhances game features. Because I'm watching Crunchyroll on my PlayStation,
also take into account, rendering, whatever the rendering that the smart TV has got, is also being enhanced by the PlayStation.
By the PlayStation. So me watching Trigun,
two levels on top of it.
And then I was like, maybe it's not that good. Let me watch it on my MacBook. So I went to my MacBook and put it on. And I was like, oh no, the TV and the PlayStation 5 mixed together is completely enhancing this experience. So I realized like, oh shit, I'm getting an enhanced experience through watching this shit through two mediums coming together because it's UHD. It's like, you got to watch this shit maxed out.
I didn't like the animation. I liked the sequences, but I didn't like how the animation was.
Mm.
And that's probably why it was probably more fluid to you. It still seemed a little bit janky.
Janky.
Yeah.
That's how it was on my MacBook. It seemed like you could kind of, like instead of the animation being curvy, it was kind of sharp. It seemed a little bit more.
The curve was there, but you could still see the little step.
Yeah, it was like, like that. It's not like that, but it was like that. But watching on the PlayStation, that shit was like that. Mm-hmm. That shit was just like a nice smooth. It was way smoothed out. But
like I said, I still love the scene when he grabbed the rocks out the ground
and threw them and shot them and shot all the bullets.
That shit was fire. And then when Buddy tried to shoot him, and I was like, because how are they going to emphasize him
not being able to get shot?
And then when they did it, I was like, okay.
Where he just moving like Michael Jackson, like,
yep, I was like, okay, I get it. I like it.
And then I seen that coat flutter. I was like, whew. And then they had to win. I was like, okay, they own something. But I like how Mariel. I like how she's cute now. Now, in the Moe era.
I mean, she was cute then, but it was just like, she had a short haircut.
A lot of anime women back in that era looked like Major. You were rough. You were tough. All the women were badasses. And a lot of them looked like, a lot of them women in the 80s, they didn't have that sex appeal. They were
either cute badasses or they looked super soft but were durable.
That was
the only... Those were the only two, like, female archetypes you had.
Yeah, they weren't cute at all. It was, to me, they weren't cute. It's like, you can be pretty. They can be pretty, have a nice design.
It's like Project Aiko. She was the schoolgirl.
Big eyes and all that shit. But when
she was a schoolgirl, but she could take a beating. It's like, how do you deal with all that? But, and like a dirty pair.
But
like, these girls don't look like they could take a beating like that, but they can.
If they did Outlaw Star now, which that's my whole point. I want them to do Outlaw Star how they're doing Trigun, because I feel like that would be more on brand with what's going on current. I was like, nah, Outlaw Star is the one anime that needs this CG treatment, because putting the Outlaw Star in space, yes, like, yeah, it could be revolutionary.
And mine them and all, yeah.
Yeah, like with Male Fina, the whole journey, like all of that, like I feel like
AI, yeah, with them bringing the AI, yeah.
I feel like, but oh, you know, but Lupin the Third, the First, that type of CG was super expensive, but that's like one of the best animated CG movies.
The whole thing with CG,
because they use Pixar animation. They use Pixar 3D animation to do an anime.
They wanted it to be stylized realism. Mm-hmm. They wanted it to be as true to the animated Lupin as they could by stylizing it in this.
But Belle was CG. The whole Belle was CG.
But it was
black. It was 2D. Yeah. It was 2D CG. They didn't try to make... Only thing that was 3D was like the background. When they opened up the world and made that shit look like... It was like, oh...
Summer Wars and all those kind of
things. Yeah, same director.
Yeah, yeah. They go into this digital world type shit. Yeah, they want to animate all that.
Yeah, so, nah, when it comes to Feast of Technology, check out the new Trigun if you haven't seen it. It's good. I'd say, it like, so far, it looks good. They changed the story up, but it's... It's still Trigun. Johnny Young Bosch is coming back to play Vash in the Dub. He said he done wrapped up Bleach. Now he looking for something else to do.
All
right. So he coming back to reprise his role. Yeah, man, that shit is currently Summertime Rendering. I need to announce to everybody, Summertime Rendering was like my top five last year. It's on Hulu. If you want an anime about it's about a guy that gets killed and he keeps coming back to the save point every time he gets killed, and he wants to find out what keeps killing me, why is it killing me, and how can I protect those around me from getting killed by this entity that keeps...
I don't so much mind dying, I just don't want them to be
because murder Groundhog Day.
That's what Summertime Rendering is. Murder Groundhog Day, but that shit is with guns.
Anime.
With guns.
Sign me up.
With guns. No. And it's a dub on Hulu. I would say get on Hulu Summertime.
I know how I like to speak the American.
I think I might got one for you, but check.
I wanna watch Trigun. I seen Trigun and that, and I was like, I started watching Trigun before.
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching though. I was like,
This needs a soundtrack. If this one can get like, it needs a soundtrack. It needs that one.
Boom,
boom,
doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom. With that flute come in.
Doom, doom. Send something to your IG. I'm gonna take a minute, but y'all was talking about this immersion thing. It got me thinking about this.
Ooh. IG.
Yeah. All
right.
In Las Vegas, they're building this immersion sphere. It is like the cool... Somebody like me, it's the coolest shit ever. Like, that shit is like... biggest multimedia kind of platform. Huge fucking football field size LED screens with the highest resolution, like 8K, 10K fucking...
I mean, it's supposed to be bigger than the volume?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That shit is...
$1 million sphere is gonna change entertainment forever. Being built in the heart of Las Vegas, the most immersive experience known to man is currently almost complete. With 17,000 seats stacked in, an LED screen 3 football fields long will wrap around the entire audience. Supposedly the most high-def screen ever built, it'll be a whopping 19,000 by 13,500 and 100 times clearer than any TV today. Now the sphere will also have state-of-the-art sound systems and haptic feedback seating for full immersion. With live performances taking place, you'll be able to bring the performances to life.
It's a platform.
The coolest part of this entire thing isn't even inside. It's the exterior of the sphere. Yeah. That's gonna make up the largest LED screen ever built on Earth.
So basically, they're retroactively using Epcot technology.
With COVID setting the project back a little bit, okay. It's set to host its first ever performance sometime next year. This 1.8.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's slated to be open November of 2023. So it's coming out.
Dubai is building that with that moon. that moon dome that they're building. They're building an actual moon in Dubai that's supposed to be, I think, what they're doing in Vegas. Let me see. Moon in Dubai. All right. All right. There.
Yes.
God damn.
Don't look like one of the two.
$5 billion. That project, they were just on was
supposed to be able to live there or some shit.
It is. That's just a rendering of it. The whole inside of it, though, actual moon in Dubai.
I just want to go.
They are not playing.
Bro, I'm going to be real with you, bro. By 2040, Earth is going to be so fucking lit if these aliens don't fucking reset this motherfucker.
But you see the other thing they're doing out there in Dubai, too, though, that like 20 long mile city that they want to build. It's like,
oh, yeah, that's inside little walls, that the little self-contained shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, shit is... No, nah, that Dubai...
He said, if the aliens don't come get us, or a goddamn supernatural...
got a whole nother thing going on,
or a supernatural typhoon earthquake. California got a flood and a hurricane. Or I mean, a flood and a drought going on at the same time.
Sun don't whip smack the fuck out of us. Good to go.
Because I found this, like, speaking on it, I found this... I'm trying to find the article. It was, a new government, like, they keep having these government UFO reports, and it was like they just keep fucking coming. UAPs, man.
UFOs, bro. Don't let them niggas change the language
on name on you.
You
bro.
Know that UFO, bro.
A known aerial phenomenon.
I can't even spell that.
I can't spell that shit.
I can spell UFO though.
Like, nigga, I know what a UFO is, my nigga.
The fuck is the difference between an unidentified flying object and an unaerial philanthropy?
It's more than one. That's the only difference.
You know, they said Jesus was a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
On the commercial.
That's what some people say.
He ain't seen the commercials that got the immigrants coming in. And they were like, Jesus was an immigrant too.
Like, bro, like, this is not... Like, this is not the religious fight y'all need to be having. Talking this shit here. This is not the meeting of the divide of the aisles that they were talking about, bro. This is not it.
They didn't want to let another immigrant in to their border. And that immigrant was from Nazareth. Like, why he look like Jesus?
So, from the report, these are some photos that are from the report. Like,
oh, what, nigga?
These are photos.
Yeah, bro, I told y'all they were coming back, dog.
Like, photos from the report.
They're here.
Those are photos from the report.
They are here.
Director of National Intelligence shared classified documents showing these photos.
Yes, because they just went back out yesterday and today talking about, hey, man, we got these new reports and we don't know what they are. Don't know where they from.
When they say hundreds of new sightings, bro, they really mean
hundreds of new sightings.
They were just like, you know, because someone is trying to put forth an effort. All right. Someone is trying to put forth an effort right now to get Congress to give them billions of dollars just in case. Regardless if you really want to spend it to ride on yachts and fuck IG models, or you really want to, like, Independence Day some shit. I don't fucking know. All I know is somebody somewhere is looking at this as a money grab, and it's absolutely going to become a money grab. But that's not to say that there's not a real concern behind, you know, the idea. Because as we get to the future, the Jetsons introduced us to the idea of, you know, talking to people virtually as well as flying fucking cars. So our technology is not matching our place and time. And we absolutely know.
We got certain shit and other shit we still don't have.
And it don't make no damn sense. And right. It's just like, how do we advance so much in this area, but in this era, we just seem
still
so...
still can't get there.
Like, that don't add up. It got to be an effort. And you understand the effort against this. Like, a pickup truck won award this, like, just this past week, this pickup truck, I think it was from Ford. Like, someone's pickup truck won an award because it was electric. They were just like, nah, bro, we finna get these electric pickup trucks out here. Like, fuck this electric car shit, bro. We need electric pickup trucks so niggas on campsites, house sites can leave their car in the sun, charge that motherfucker.
What that shit was supposed to be when the, what was that, the Chevy, when the new Chevy came out that was futuristic, 1930s looking? Wasn't that the Chevy? that had that weird ass new age, but it looked like the 30s.
Yep, that's what it was. It was Ford. I knew it was Ford.
No, but I'm saying though, what before then? Remember that truck that came out? Wasn't it the Chevrolet? Chevrolet truck that it looked like the old 30s, but they made it real smooth.
No. It was I know the truck you talking about. That was I think it was a Chrysler because they brought back the Thunderbird as well.
Yeah. Both of them. Yep, because they brought back the Thunderbird and it looked the same way. The new age Thunderbird that had that super bubbly look. It was extra smooth. They tried to make that Back to the Future look, the new age look, or that Fallout look. That was what it was. They tried to do that, and now we here. Cause look at it. Look at that truck.
That's Rivian.
Yeah, he said he got 1,000 pounds and wanted to see 10,000 pounds. He wanted to just like, all right, let's see how I can get to 0 to 60. Took him 12 seconds, and he wanted to see he charged the truck
$13
like in electricity. That he charged for 45 minutes, and let me see how long he did. He did 100 miles. So he did 10,000 pounds for 100 miles. But typically,
but it was towing.
Yeah, 10,000 pounds.
Yeah.
For 100 miles for $13.
Dollars.
Right.
45 minutes out your day.
34-degree weather. So that means that shit was
running
above
the heat.
Freezing. No, it was right above freezing. Using electricity right above freezing. That's talking a lot. See, scientifically, moving electrons that are about to not move at all.
This is the company that's rivaling Tesla, Rivian.
Even before that, like 5 years ago, a dude out of Vegas came out with a car conversion kit that will turn any car you got into a hydrogen conversion car. No, he's still alive.
Oh, they killed that last person that are like that.
But not everybody knows you can get it.
And they killed the African guy, pushed him out of a building.
Mm-hmm. That Ford 150 Lightning won the...
Oh, that Lightning was...
That Ford Lightning, bro, electric.
It's electric now?
It's electric.
Yeah. That shit even quicker.
23 North American Truck of the Year, electric.
I seen that Lightning beat a fucking Corvette before them old ones. Like that.
Going up against 47 other eligible cars.
Hmm? They said the Kia EV6 won the North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. This is from the NACTOY Awards, or North American Car and Truck Utility Vehicle. Lightning. Yeah, F-151, man. That Ford Ford make good trucks. Yeah, like, Chevy make good trucks. Like, there's some good trucks, but I've been partial to Ford trucks. I said if I ever had a truck, it'd probably be a Ford truck. But nah, man, it's technology, bro. It's that's nuts, bro. That shit is fucking wild.
Gonna make themselves more known.
I'm not doing that with you, Ocean. No, Ocean, no. Not yet. Not yet, bro. Not yet.
Your boy Prince.
He's talking about Prince Harry. Prince Harry did his tell-all interview. I haven't watched it. I probably never planned on watching it. But I like him. You know why? You know what I like with Prince Harry? Because Prince Harry, bro, he a dying ass motherfucker, boy. Like, the whole world tried to just fuck with your woman like that. I gotta respect how the nigga just stood by his woman. Like, in a sense.
She came out as an actor.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, she walked into this royal family, and, like, it wasn't that deep. She got swept up her free by a prince. Like, really, a prince. And then she go,
who done killed the Taliban?
Bro, who done killed the Taliban?
Who done killed the Taliban?
In the middle of an interview, and they were like, boop, boop, boop. He was like, hey, I gotta go.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
I know what Cliff you're talking about. I never knew that was Prince Harry.
Yeah,
when they was on the base, he's like, oh shit, I gotta go. They ran to the helicopter.
Yeah, that was him.
Damn, I never knew. Nigga, I don't know who that nigga is.
That's what I'm saying. So with him,
that is crazy.
With him being that guy, and he's just like, bro, I got my wife because she was my wife. I wouldn't rap into this politics about her color. I ain't care about this shit. She was just my wife. And people back home who knew what I've been through with my mama dying when I was a little boy got the gall to get out here and just give me stress about my motherfucking wife like my mama wasn't fucking killed or died or whatever conspiracy you want to believe about Diana. But this nigga lost his mama on public TV.
In Atlanta.
You know what I'm saying? That's some fucked up shit. Like, to have to go through. So the fact that that happened, this man and I got this woman, and he's like, bro, I'm trying to defend my mama like I wish someone would have did. I mean, defend my woman like I wish somebody would have did for my mama. So you know he gonna protect her. So I appreciate Megan for not making this man look stupid. I'm glad she ain't out here just, because you know they can just pick apart, but her proximity to blackness ain't that close. So black folks like, well, we ain't got no smoke, but we don't really consider you a sister. But thank you for, you know, for claiming it. Like, fuck it. Like, we got a royal in Buckingham Palace. We got a sister. Fuck it. We'll ride with it for the culture. So I feel like it's some give and take there. But he did this little tell-all shit, and he was talking about when he got, like, some kind of dick yeast infection in the desert or some shit. I don't know. I listened to that shit for like 30 seconds, turned that shit off. I was like, bro, I'm not finna listen to 3 minutes of a grown man telling me about his penis. No, nigga. And maybe in a book it would have been different. You'd be like, damn, bro, that's fucked up.
You know? I did, and it gave me a new reason to not like people.
British niggas.
That nigga was talking about the cream and how it reminded him his mom used the same cream on her lips. And when he smelled it, he thought about his mom. And so people are, you know, making the unjust joke of like, bro, like, your dick is out. Why are you thinking about your mom?
By the crane, I'll tell you what this bitch was thinking about.
McGangbang over there.
Bruh, the gangbang cop, bruh. Looking like Morty from the episode of Rick and Morty, when Morty was the motherfucking, like, police. Let me find this fucking pic for y'all, because I got to find it. Oh, I gotta, man. Bro, I got to get this pic.
Trying to get
the
fuck on, bro.
Hey, man.
Bro.
She's trying to do her civic duty.
To please that booty. Isn't
right. Bob. No, getting her booty, please.
There we go. Tell me she don't, though. Tell me she don't. Oh,
that
bruh.
That's a whole career.
For real, for a bitch that look like Morty.
Morty. Oh. Damn.
Like.
See
that.
That is nasty work.
Bruh. So here's the crazy thing about the story, though. The man got suspended. She got fired.
Yep. No, I thought
Or was it the other way around?
I think all of the men got... I think they all got fired. And some other ones got suspended. Yeah, they got fired. Them dudes got... Is that anal beef?
Nah, man. She, But it's... I get it. Like, I absolutely get it. The whole thing with her, bro, I get it, bro.
She went from a pharmacy tech at Walgreens to a police... Fucking
doctors have orgies too.
No, I'm not saying they don't. I used to be a biology major, nigga.
She should have been fucking the doctors.
Let's debate this. Should she have been fired for having an orgy at work? Because whose business is that anyway?
Yes, because you're at work. Your job is to protect and serve. You can't be getting gangbanged on the... You can do it off the clock.
She was doing 50% of her job.
She wasn't protecting. She was serving.
She was only serving.
Well, I guess a blowjob is better than no job.
Blowjob.
Wasting fucking taxpayer money. Yeah,
we ain't paying her to get fucked. We're paying them to fuck us.
Follow us. But I'd rather be a dink than a swallower.
Hey, listen.
Thank you, bro.
I don't give a fuck what she got going on, okay? I don't give a fuck what she got going on. But you can't be in uniform on the clock.
Wasting taxpayer money.
In Tennessee. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of niggas getting killed out there, bro. Go help them. Well, no, don't go help them.
Let's go, boy. She was trying to keep them niggas off the clock.
Oh, man, that's what she was saying.
That's what it sounded like when they was up in there hitting it.
Bro, they...
Let's go, boy! Let's go, boy!
Tagging. But see, that's the thing, bro. The shit that happened with her, it was like...
Bro, who exposed this, though?
The nigga who couldn't fuck. Like, the nigga who didn't get invited. Bro. He hated.
Ooh. That nigga hated.
That's one thing about men. I ain't simping out here.
I'ma
tell y'all this, and this ain't me simping on the fellas, but one thing that I have noticed, like, if it ain't one thing a nigga hate, is a nigga hate a hoe that won't be a hoe for him.
Yep. You know the difference between a bitch and a hoe?
What?
A hoe is somebody who will fuck anybody.
bitch is somebody who'll fuck anybody but you.
Ooh, shit up. Bruh, and I mean, you knew that somebody was going to get hated.
Bitch is somebody who gets hated on for fucking, no matter who it is.
Bruh, niggas hate women just for no motherfucking reason at all. They don't even need a goddamn reason.
The man, woman hate this club.
They just brought up to do it. So in this situation, she up here having a good time.
Living her best life.
Somebody sit up.
Hey, there's a difference between that.
Check this out, check this out.
Right. Hot girl summer.
I liked her too.
He
didn't get invited. She's beautiful to me. Like, nigga, stop. You know what she was doing.
That's why she ain't give you none, bro.
But I love her.
Like exactly. She got snitched on, bro. I mean, she got straight snitched.
Damn.
But people know because it's a think about it, this is cops, bro. They get a whole fucking community.
That's the guy who was
they
like...
They literally kill people and say, we gonna stick together. You straight.
Because that's so the mean, guy who was like, hey...
Sex is where we draw the line at, right?
Because he's the guy who was like, hey, when we get off tonight, you want to go and get some nachos? And she was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm getting...
You know, I got a long night tonight.
I'm getting nachos. This dish.
And he ran up on the goddamn 1014, whatever the fuck, and he ran up out there not to see that she was out there getting...
Let's go, boy!
He's like, but I thought you was going to call me. Like, no.
I'm calling IA on your ass.
Internal affairs all day. Like, bitch, I thought we was going to get some nachos. Hell no. Nacho pussy. She getting... That's exactly what happened. That is what happened with that shit. I mean, how could you find out that she fucked the whole precinct, bruh?
And these wasn't like no fucking beat cops, bro. This was like sergeants and shit like that, bro.
And
these
were high ranking. Like high ranking.
These people had rank. Bro, you just fucked up these. You just fucked up these niggas' tenure.
Unless it just ties back to sedated white people with money doing crazy white people shit.
Oh no, that's what she got in trouble for, lying to the police. That she lied to the police. When they did an internal report.
Black. Never mind. All statements.
Five Laverne police officers fired and three recently suspended after investigation.
Goddamn Chester wanted to hit her and say, like, oh my God. She's
other officers.
Yep.
According to the human resources director for the city, the mayor got an anonymous tip that a female officer was engaging in sexual relations.
Anonymous tip.
He did. At
least three other male
officers.
You want
to fuck them, but you don't want to fuck me?
She also reportedly sent nude photographs and explicit videos to multiple co-workers.
He hacked her phone.
Hacked her phone.
You want to fuck them and don't want to fuck me?
That nigga was
exactly what it was.
Tonight, five...
I thought we were going to get nachos.
Five niggas got fired, bro, for running a trade or the fucking...
Because I thought we were going to get nachos. No, I gotta work a long night. Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, man. Like, you do that. Like, I don't know what to say about you at that point. It's...
Birds ain't real, nigga. You seen it.
Oh, y'all still hadn't seen them? Tap it in right now.
Nah, we know birds ain't fucking real.
No, because y'all didn't think I was for real about the damn little print on the bird wing and all that shit.
That's what it is.
I was looking for something. Hold up. The thing. All right, here we go. Bro. I was looking for this clip.
There's nothing seditious about an intelligent woman wanting to keep well informed.
Okay.
That's for Black Dick to decide.
That's right.
Black Dick? That's what the sailors call Admiral Howe. Give us Black Dick and we fear nothing.
But why do they call him Black Dick?
Perhaps he has a dark temperament.
We're going to find out.
You're going to find out soon.
There's nothing.
Black.
Shout out to Liberty Kids.
Mm-hmm.
PBS with another banger.
Right. Y'all started with Arthur and then you gave us Liberty Kids. You knew what it was.
I didn't know that Ziggy Marley sung the theme song to Arthur.
Yes, sir.
Arthur just got 10,000 points cooler. And I know Ziggy Marley dumb rich from just Arthur alone. Actually, no, it's public access television. He's not that rich.
No, you gotta remember who makes sure that public access television stays on TV?
The government.
Or
from viewers
like
you.
Support that's from right. People like you. That's how that shot right. Got into that issue.
Them motherfuckers is paying.
That pigeon had meth, man.
Who the fuck made the backpack?
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the one with the wing.
Yeah. I thought that's what it was. Yeah. Nah, I seen that one too. They pulled it up. It's like a little hologram. Like, that was weird.
Manufacturing birds.
Bro. It's y'all niggas have niggas shoot rap videos at the Avatar.
I'd have been so mad.
I would have called police on them. Like Charleston White.
I ain't gonna call the police on them, but they got enough I would just rather call the police, bro.
They got enough money to do it, let them do it.
They don't have no money. That's why they're shooting videos in the movie theaters.
You a broke nigga, Jay.
You think niggas with money go film movies inside of... Do you not know if that shit goes viral? Do you not know Avatar will sue him? Hey. I'm not talking about James Cameron. I'm talking about the actual Avatar will sue them niggas.
He thought he had a strip on his team, bro. He thought he could do that shit. Oh, he could do it.
Them niggas went to a movie, the Avatar movie, bro. Yeah. And filmed a
and
rap
filmed video. Inside of it.
Bro, them niggas going to jail, bro. Yeah. I'm calling police. I'm calling the police on you, bro.
What was that shit? Studio Movie Grill. And a random ass nigga just jump up in the middle of the movie and decide to start rapping in it.
Calling police, bro.
Yes.
Calling the police.
Is this like with like Avatar costume on?
Nah, bro. No, he's shooting. He's shooting movie. The drill. The nigga was shooting like a drill type of rap music video.
Yeah, Miami drill type.
Doing some shit like bro. I'm calling the police, bro. Go get these niggas, bro. Please, come get these niggas, bro. Do y'all job, bro. Y'all looking for some niggas? Here they go. They right here.
Right, they are right.
Right here in the movie theater with us.
They're trafficking in the middle of the movie theater.
And not even trafficking.
I saw them do it.
And not even trafficking, bro. They're just being niggas. Come get them.
No, hell no. They trafficking as far as I'm concerned, because this movie is gonna make a million, billion, quadrillion dollars, and I can't enjoy it. Come get them.
Ban them from this premises. I don't even go here. I'm turned to a total carrot. Ban these niggas from this premises. Take these niggas to jail
forever.
Fuck them niggas over there.
They won't let me eat my burger and hot wings. And I got a bucket full of beer that I can't drink because they over here rapping in my ear.
I know. I just snuck this 40 in.
Hell no. You, nigga, wait, no. You ain't never been to Studio Movie Grill, bro?
Chick. Yeah, right by my house, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to sneak nothing in. You can drink all the beer you want.
Oh, it costs too much. And again, I stay right down the street from here. I just bring my own shit in here. Well, hey, bring your purse.
Yeah, no problem.
Stick this Chick-fil-A in there.
I'm going to tell you this. The funniest shit I ever saw. I went to Studio Movie Grill one time, and it was a dude. He was the third wheel, clearly, because it was two guys. This nigga. All the beer, little bucket, right? And fell asleep. I promise you, before we got like halfway through the second act of the movie, this nigga had polished off the bucket and he was sitting over there like this. You know how Studio Movie Grill is? You got the seats here and then you can still see the tabletops.
Yeah.
This man was sitting up at the tabletop just like...
That shit comfortable, bro. Some nice, big, comfy seats.
But I'm saying, I'm like, you done drunk like 8 beers to yourself because your friend... Listen, can't drink them with you.
Look, I don't know what happened to me earlier this week. I was on my Black Stone Cold Steve Austin shit. And I bought a 12-pack of Miller High Life. I bought a 12-pack of Red Stripe. I bought them with the intention of saying, okay, I'm going to drink a couple of now. Then I'm going to bring the rest to the pod. Then we're going to do what we do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. I don't know how this happened. I drunk 11 of them.
Happens sometimes.
I drunk 11 of these motherfuckers.
I done drunk a 6-pack to myself. I done drunk a 12-pack to myself.
I could drink a 6-pack.
Ain't never drunk throughout the day. But I've drunk a 12. I've drunk a 6.
Me and my friend knocked off a suitcase for homecoming. That was a crazy
experience. That's still more than one person. So
that's. But I knocked off 11 of these motherfuckers, bro. I was...
And I know how
you were talking about like the yoga you was doing earlier?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I did the same thing, but with beer. I feel like if you drink enough of them motherfuckers, you'll get to a clairvoyant type of presence.
Yeah.
Or you just be really drunk.
Really drunk.
One of the two.
No, you're still reality drunk. What you thinking?
Right,
is at
exactly.
That point.
You are the precipice of drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am here.
Reality is
but that I am there.
On the other side, and it's like, look, you can do one of two
but
things.
I woke up and I was like, yo.
You can either go take a pee real quick and come back, or you can drink another beer.
That's what ended up happening. Like, how the fuck did I drink 11 fucking beers?
It ain't like beer.
No, I love it, but I had another one.
When I go to, like, Beer Fest, that's the only time that really happens. But fuck you, nigga. Goddamn, Beer Fest. Bruh, I done learned my lesson with craft beer, bruh. That shit be like...
You can't when that do it by yourself. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's a... Yeah,
you
he's,
it by bruh, yourself, yeah. bruh. That's
don't do nothing
thing.
Else, bruh. Don't do nothing else because, like, through craft beer, it's like...
You can do plenty of shit. Just don't do it by yourself, my nigga.
Bruh, you drink six of them hoes? Like,
yeah, because the levels
might fight
different.
Somebody.
The levels differ.
Yeah.
Like...
You drinking six... You done drunk six IPAs.
No, I'm going to tell you like this, okay, Ocean? The first time I understood that whiskey and pickles go together, first time I went...
It ain't bad.
Me throw up
no, it's
myself.
Not bad.
They do it with Jameson.
I know that.
First time
yeah, they try
I
to make you do a pickle back.
To a burn. That was the first time I learned about that.
It's the acid.
I learned about it at my house party. Like, my roommates threw a house party. I walked out to my room at 1 o'clock in the morning. Guess what? They came home from the fucking bar. It's a fucking party. Niggas
and they were drinking and eating. Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to walk my ass down these steps. And like, I can't kick y'all out.
Y'all had, so, like,
at least I can
y'all had a baller-ass house down there, dog. I ain't going to lie.
That was a lot of fucking house, man. Like,
y'all had, like, 5 or 6 bedrooms in there. And then the rooms that weren't bedrooms were bedrooms.
Bro, that was a... I ain't gonna lie. That house was lit. It was like a frat house, but it was just, you know, 5 of us living in the fucking house, but 3 people upstairs, 2 people downstairs, 5 of us in the house. But
ass rooms.
No, 3, because that nigga who stayed by the goddamn... the laundry room, that wasn't a bedroom.
It was the garage, but they turned into a bedroom.
Talking about the DJ nigga?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, that was the garage, but they turned the part of the garage, they turned it into a bedroom. And he liked that shit because that shit was so cozy. It was nice, bro, where he was that cool nigga. He be like, look, I got some company coming through. You know, I'm kind of sub, you know, he like, I'm a little self-conscious about my sound and shit. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of want to give you a heads up. You know, he was just like, look, I don't like the... blast my music because I feel like that shit obvious. So, like, around this time, you might want to turn your music up.
Right.
just the fact that nigga just out. Really came to me and was like, I'm finna let you know, bro.
Stayed in a house that was, like, on some straight-up California shit. Like, y'all had, like, 4 bedrooms upstairs, 3 bedrooms downstairs. You had a living room, a kitchen, a backyard, a full backyard. There was a pool back there and everything, but nobody... And that was the shit that made me pissed off when I went down there. Nobody that stayed in that house wanted to take care of that goddamn pool. Everybody was like, yeah,
no,
a pool back
we,
here.
We
nobody
had a,
cares.
No, we had a public pool inside the gated community. I used to go to that pool all the time, but none of my other rooms.
I'm talking about, I didn't come over there when you stayed in the community. I came.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I stayed in the neighborhood, the cul-de-sac, when I stayed in the cul-de-sac, right. You came and visited. We didn't have a pool in our backyard. We actually made a garden at some point, but we had a community pool. But,
oh, okay. Okay, but that's what it was.
There was a lake right around the corner. Like I said, it was...
That shit, nobody went out there. It was like, yeah, we ain't going out here. We know
we
it looks
bonfires.
Nice.
We
set up.
We would do bonfires
like, yeah,
sometime.
We'll have a bonfire. We got the little fire pit and everything, but they never went out there. I was like, bro, like... But when I was there, they didn't go out there. I was like, bro, y'all got this whole little backyard area.
Nah, that shit was cool. We had a pet hawk named Harvey.
That was the first time I ever saw a Florida gator. I'm going to just put it like that.
So I get it when you were down there?
Yeah, remember when we went to the, it wasn't Publix at the time, that grocery store that was mm-hmm. around the street from your house. And we were coming back. We came across that little baby-ass bridge, and the gator was sitting there. You remember that?
Damn, I forgot all about
that.
Yeah,
the gator. Bro, we came back. It was, I mean, that motherfucker was huge. I mean, it was probably from, like,
I got so used to just a gator being randomly anywhere.
Like here.
I don't know what
that
I would do.
Was huge as
I don't know
fuck,
what I would
bro.
Do. I seen a fucking gator.
You
okay,
really?
So imagine if you stayed in one of them neighborhoods that was right there where Food Depot is.
Yeah.
Like, that was where he stayed. And we went up there to the store. He was like, yeah, man, we got to go up here. We're going to go to ABC. We're going to go to, it wasn't Total Wine, but ABC Liquor or whatever, to the liquor store. Went up there. And then we went to what I guess you would call a Publix or a Food Depot. It wasn't that, but whatever Florida equivalent of that.
Yeah.
And they stayed like two blocks away. It was technically still in the neighborhood. And they had this little bridge you go across, and it was like this gigantic ass fucking gator sitting out that bitch. He's like, yeah, man, you know, it's just, that's, you know, that's Florida or whatever. I'm like, bro, this it's just huge as fuck, my nigga.
Gators, man. I saw one on the golf course one time. You know, I was with Cuz, and he was just like, no. We just, and he was just, that was the same gator. Remember the video where the gator is out there and the dude come up and like tap him and then he get back in the water? I think that's the same gator. All I know is on this golf course in Florida, my cousin, he played golf. Only no, black sir. Man I know that plays golf.
No, sir.
He out there playing golf. Not no top golf, but real 12-round golf. And me and him just hanging out, smoking a blunt on the grass. I just look over and be like, goddamn gator. He was just like, yeah, he was just like, it ain't gonna come over here. I was like, he said it so casual, like, nah, he comes out the water, then he worked out there, so he knew that gator. He was like, nah, it's gonna go back in the water, but yeah, he come out sometime. And I was like, damn.
You only eat drunks.
Bro, I'm literally like, just watching. Dirty, but
you know he not eating
trust,
good, too.
I would trust his cousin better than I would trust your cousin when it comes to a gator. Because that motherfucker, I will not trust him to talk to no gator ever in creation. I'm just say it like that.
Some gators, man. That's some Atlanta shit.
Sign me not up.
Okay.
Not playing that. I'm not playing that. That's funny, though.